9 years ago, Illinois passed a law saying state spending should be based on merit, not how much a program or agency got the year before. It was called budgeting for results, and it was slow to get going, but things are finally picking up speed. When budgeting for results was becoming the law of the land, one of its main backers promised Illinois would fund programs based on performance and impact, not politics and special interests. A year later, then-Governor Pat Quinn touted budgeting for results using the past tense.
The budgeting for results process focused all of us on our core priorities and increased openness in the entire budget process.
But that might have been a bit optimistic. While it's true that work was beginning, it was still a long way from transforming the state budget. And frankly, it still is.
Building a performance-based budget system for a state the size of Illinois, which operates on a line-item budget, has been a challenge.
This is Kurt Clemens-Mosby, director of the Budgeting for Results Unit in the Governor's Office of Management and Budget. In the early years, the problem was figuring out what to measure. 7 broad categories were identified, including education and public safety. Then every dollar in the budget was linked to a program. After that, perhaps the biggest challenge is shifting the mindset of how to measure performance. It's easy to count what officials call output indicators, like the number of people who participate in a program. But that doesn't say much about whether people's lives are being improved.
This is a difficult process because we have to balance the need for quality outcome measures with the cost and burden on agencies and their clients.
Nevertheless, budgeting for results took a big step forward in 2017 when it chose a cost-benefit analysis tool. Now, analysts are working their way across government. First up were the Departments of Corrections and Juvenile Justice, where programs were rated effective, moderately effective, or marginal, which is a barely passing grade. Alexis Sturm, Governor J.B. Pritzker's budget director, says those evaluations are already affecting policy decisions. Take adult education programs in the prisons. Because they were found to be effective, corrections asked for more money.
To the extent that we were able to do that, you know, we were able to direct additional funding for that program.
In the marginal group, however, was electronic monitoring. This is where devices track the locations of parole violators and other high-risk parolees. Now, it's not like this prompted lawmakers to zero out funding, but it is giving at least some of them pause.
I mean, there was a time when we thought, and I'll just say it this way, that we thought a key to reducing the prison population was electronic monitoring. You know, and now we've seen reports to suggest that it may not be as effective as we thought it was, so to speak.
State Representative Will Davis is a Democrat from Homewood. He says budgeting for results seems like the appropriate way to budget, but there's a caveat, namely a concern over whether data should trump personal knowledge.
And sometimes possibly these performance type ways of allocating resources don't necessarily always fit with what I think is happening in my communities or how I feel the dollars should be spent.
Still, Davis says budgeting for results needs to be ramped up more quickly than it has been. One of his budget-minded Democratic colleagues, State Senator Heather Staines of Chicago, says the General Assembly is set in its ways.
We're going through our line items and we're doing it that way. We're not doing it at this moment in time based on how effective the programs are and how are we, you know, trying to really address a desired outcome. That culture shift hasn't happened yet.
With corrections and juvenile justice in the books, budgeting for results is moving on to state-funded substance abuse programs. Later, they'll tackle things with even bigger price tags like public schools and state universities. The goal is that someday, sooner than later, every dollar Illinois spends will be justified based on performance. I'm Brian Mackey.